Now, our next guests are famous for their Up to 90 podcast and also their tour, which is just hitting the road, and of course all their online sketches as well. We got Emma Doran and Julie J in studio. How's it going, guys?
Good. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. And when did you team up as a dynamic duo?
We met
doing stand-up. It was instant friendship, wasn't it?
We were kind of, we were sitting on a stairs, you know, comedy stairwell.
All glam.
And one of the guys was saying to me, is himself minding the kids tonight? And I could hear in the background somebody telling Julie, you should really play with your hair more on stage.
And our eyes just met.
We're in this together.
Friendship solidified.
Let's stick together.
And somebody, another comedian, would it be, that suggested that you play with your hair more on stage?
Yeah, I mean, it was good advice, to be fair.
And do you now? You have a whole section.
I mean, that's why I am literally blinded by my own success. Can you hear me down the back? Thank you for that input, guys.
Yeah. That's your opener, isn't it?
I get 60% of my set is playing with my hair. I'm honest with you.
Where did the comedy come from? And like, it's a brave step to be a stand-up comedian.
We are very brave. Yeah. Pretty brave. I mean, I suppose with me, well, actually, it was kind of by accident I ended up in stand-up. I went on a Tinder date, had one too many, and I said, I do stand-up. And he was like, great, where? So then I had to conjure up a gig. This is also the man who used to bring his dinners to the cinema in Tupperware.
You're joking.
He rocked up to my comedy gig with all his mates and his Tupperware. And yeah, so that was how I ended up. And then I actually really loved it. So I'm glad you did.
I'm glad it went well.
Thank you, Mr. Tupperware.
Well, at least Mr. Tupperware provided some of the material.
Yeah.
Is he around anymore, Mr. Tupperware?
No, negative. But I have a new Mr. Tupperware.
All right.
So yeah.
Where does he bring his dinners to?
This is getting very personal.
Sorry, Julie. What about you, Emma? What was your impetus?
I was actually on maternity leave. So I just had a baby, and at the same time, my dog was actually pregnant and she had pups. Right. So everyone used to come to my house and they kind of, you know, go by the baby and look at the puppies, and they were all complimenting the dog. Like, God, she's really whipped back into shape, and she had five, did she? And, you know what I mean? So we had to get rid of the puppies because there was too much attention. So I just didn't want to go back to work. I was on maternity leave, and I think it was all those positive endorphins. So I was just like, I'm going to do stand-up comedy. And my fella Shay was like, Grant, whatever.
And what were you doing?
I was in an admin job. So you know one of those jobs, like, you don't know what your job is and nobody else does?
So you just rock up at 9.
And to be fair, data input has always been your dream. Always.
It's really important in those jobs to be able to, like, quick draw, minimise.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. When someone's behind you...
Keeping up with the Kardashians needs to go immediately.
And the other thing is when they're rearranging the office, you have to say, I think I'd be best placed with my wall against the back.
Yeah, you know? That's the only way to do it.
And then you're just grabbed.
No one's over your shoulder.
So I left that job behind, and I just started doing comedy then.
And you won the Forbidden Fruit, wasn't it?
That kind of comedy.
That was you, Julie. Sorry.
Yeah, it was me. That was a couple of years ago.
That's cruel.
This is awkward now, Emma. Thank you. I think we should change it to the Julie and Emma show. Maybe we should change
it. Hey, I've been trying to do the Dave and Dermot show for over 15 years now. It ain't happening.
What's that about?
I don't know.
Well, I like to think we went alphabetical order with the name, didn't we, Ems?
We did, yeah.
Well, what's your excuse, Dermot? Dermot comes after Dave.
Yes, that's exactly my point.
Or the
other way around.
Tension's mounting. Okay.
Come here. So you've got two boys, is it?
Yeah, I have three kids altogether. Mm. So my eldest is 15, and then I have two little boys, and they're so funny. Like, they were going to bed the other night, and so it's two of them. There's Jack and his brother Copperface. And we don't talk about it. And Jack's like, my favourite letter of the alphabet is T. I say, who asked you? Do you know what I mean? You know, they never ask you any questions about yourself. But then his brother was like, my favourite letter of the alphabet is 3. So we're going to get him into a trade straight away. he's lovely looking, but...
Yeah, he is cute. Yeah.
So he's walking into walls and stuff. Yeah. I think plumber, that's the one, isn't it?
Yeah. That's for him.
Yeah.
And he's quite obsessed with the toilet as well, so I think that'll be a good one.
Julie, I'm sorry to go back to it, but you have a new relationship now, and how is that going?
I do. Yeah, good. I have been off the scene for a while. One thing, actually, this is funny. One thing I had forgotten about Irish men. I think I was saying this to you, Ems. I'm going to give a nugget of wisdom here, okay, to all the listeners. If you start going out with an Irish man, okay, this is what's going to happen. You're going to start going out with an Irish man and he's going to have a pint glass by his bed. Okay, he's going to have a pint glass by his bed. That pint glass is going to be full of change. Okay, it's going to be full of coins. Pursue the relationship if you wish. Do what you want, have your fun, but just bear in mind, that's his bank account. Okay, that is literally a visual indicator as to his credit rating. Like, there might be a 5 euro note in there if he's a doctor or something. So, it's going well, though. Thank you for asking.
I do have one of those, just for the record.
I know,
record.
The yeah. guilty faces around this table. Mm. Yeah.
The change jar.
Is it a pint glass? It is, yeah. In fact, it's a pint glass that's it has the word Dermot engraved on it because you just gave it to me one day.
I like to give him things of my name engraved on it to remind him.
Yeah, that's where my money is.
Yeah, mine is in a wooden bowl. I'm not quite sure, like a handmade bowl.
Wow.
What does that say about me?
Yeah, that's another level.
Oh, yeah.
Handmade bowl.
And it's also a healthy mixture of foreign and Irish coins.
Nice.
So it's completely useless to anybody.
And ones that are like obsolete now that aren't even tender.
Like those ones you used to collect that had holes in the middle. Those ones.
Russian ones.
Tell us about the 90s podcast, because you guys are obviously obsessed with that decade and congratulations for that.
It was our glory days, really. So we're like dogs with bones. We refuse to let go. So it's going really well, isn't it, Ems?
Yeah, so I think the 90s for us, we were quite young in the 90s, but it was like a lot of our firsts happened in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like we would have done that whole thing of saying that we were going for a sleepover with our friends and like kind of ending up in a field. And we had no mobiles then, so it was easier to lie to your parents.
A lot of tearaway trousers.
O'Neill's.
A lot of tearaway trousers, yeah.
We've only just grown our eyebrows back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it took us that long.
Yeah, it really did,
Who knew that it was going to be bushy eyebrows?
And we were only chatting the other day, but do you remember the MSN chat rooms? Would you guys have been into those?
Yeah. I wasn't into it, I was aware of them all right.
And you had to wait for your mom to get off the phone to your auntie in order to get on and talk to all your mates in Colorado.
All your friends.
The rock hard curls. Like now it's all about the rock hard abs, but back then it was the rock hard curls.
Oh yeah, it was a great time. But we just basically talk about everything that we love from the 90s. Like we were talking about Oasis the other day, weren't we?
Oasis this week. Yeah. Super Nintendo. Yeah, it's coming up
next
week.
We met Paul McGrath actually.
Oh, that was great.
As Judy say, just because we know nothing about sport, it's not going to stop us talking about it. You know what I mean? So we met Paul. And what did you ask Paul?
I can't remember. What did I ask
massive
him?
Massive football star. She said to him, Paul, what's your favourite Winter Olympic sport?
Look, I take it left or centre.
Yeah, you threw him anyway.
And the answer is curling. Okay,
curling.
The answer is curling.
Right.
So there you go. He was great. She was brilliant.
Yeah, favourite Michael Jackson song? Paul McGrath, what do you reckon?
Take a guess. This was a great question, if I do say so myself.
Beat it?
No.
Ben. Could you, just when you think love Paul McGrath
He's a softie, you see. Yeah. Yeah. And a good singer himself, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was talking about his rap career.
Yeah.
What icons stuck out for you from the 90s? Like, who did you look up to when you were a kid in the 90s?
Mm. Well, I was quite obsessed with Noel Gallagher. Marky Mark was my first crush. Yeah. Marky Mark.
But I was Liam. Remember?
Yes, we were discussing this,
Judy was really going on about Noel, but then I said, look, Noel does actually wear sunglasses inside at night. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
he's not a complete angel.
To be fair, I was banging on about him quite a bit, to be honest.
But the Spice Girls would have been huge.
I mean, we took massive hair inspiration from Ginger, didn't we?
We really did, So, there's a lot of them. Saved by the Bell.
About Saved by the Bell. Beverly Hills 90210. Do you remember the Saved by the Bells when there'd be a message?
Oh, always. Yeah, they were my favourite ones.
Like,
Zach would turn to the camera.
Yes, don't study too much or no boys will like you. That was always a really good message.
And I think the way Screech turned out in real life is proof that all the lessons were learned.
I know.
Oh, no, they weren't.
We did talk about that.
Well, now,
yes.
We know it's a family show, but we did talk about Dustin, Dustin Diamond. Is that his real
name?
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah. Well, he ended up in adult films, is it?
Yes.
That's actually the theme from
this
the 90s.
Gas, yes.
Whenever anyone's career kind of went south, it was just like adult industry. So do you remember Hugh Grant?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Yep. Everything we looked into, it was like, and later they went on to, that was what happened in the 90s.
Okay, well, that's what we got. Looking forward to Dermot.
We're still waiting for that option. No one has presented
no
it to us yet.
What do people get when they see you guys on the road? Do you do stuff together? Is it separate? Like, one stand-up?
So we're going to do stand-up. Yeah. And so, like, one person the first half, then whoever, we were saying we're going to take turns being designated driver.
Good thinking.
So whoever's on in the first half is going to hit the Prosecco at break. And then, so we're going to mix it up a bit.
That's good.
Yeah,
and we know we've watched some of your kind of video sketches. Mm. There was one about doing a makeup tutorial when you bump into your ex. I have to say, I absolutely love that one. It was so brilliant.
To me all the time.
Just very quickly to explain to people what it was.
So if you meet your ex, the first rule is you have to look horrific.
Yeah.
You have to really, if you had a cold sore, that's great. You know, cold sore, maybe a sty in your eye. Like that's
hair up.
Yeah. Hair has to be so greasy that if you put dry shampoo in it, it's going to actually make a paste. If it's not greasy enough, just put some like olive oil in it. If you're coming out of a chipper, fantastic.
Perfect smell.
Wearing like, you know, the baggy tracksuit bottoms, the stuff you wear to clean the house. And if you're wearing one of his old hoodies. it just looks like I've never forgotten. It still smells of you. But yeah, it happens to me all the time. It happens to you quite a bit as well.
Quite a bit, yeah. But you always bump into them at ATMs and it's like insufficient funds. And you're like, no.
Or at the Tupperware section.
Yeah. I mean, I do loiter around the Tupperware section quite a bit, to be fair.
So look, October, November, you're out, you're all over the place. I can see loads of dates here. You're supporting Deirdre O'Kane in the Spiegel tent in Wexford. Yeah, that's going to be brilliant. Galway, Chaplains in Dublin, Cavanaghs in Portlaoise, Dolans in Limerick, great venue. Lynch Pub in Offaly, the Whale Theatre in Wicklow. And you're doing the podcast festival as well in Dublin.
Yes. That's
our first time doing it live.
That's going to be brilliant.
So we're going to have a panel, and Fred Cook is going to be giving us musical intros.
Excellent.
Guess what they're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. So yeah, we're looking forward to it, because usually we're just in each other's houses.
Yeah.
You talk while I eat this biscuit.
There are a lot of crumbs. So yeah, we're looking forward to this one.
Same rules apply on this show. If you ever hear large gaps, well, I'm usually eating something.
Well, guys, listen, thanks for coming in. Best luck with the tour.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Is there a website people can go to get all the info, or are there separate ones?
Yes, juliejcomedy.com
and emmadorancomedian.com. We'll have to amalgamate at some point.
Something has to happen, yeah.
Just even one for the tour, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the people can go to those websites.
I'm going
to
do this later. Yeah, okay.
Good idea. Guys, thanks for coming in. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.